can't stay away no more, 'cause we're no good apart. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. Take her out tonight and put a spark back in her eyes that'll never fade away. She'll see the love inside of me, a sight she never got to see, and she won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first really hot week of summer beginning in California. The first big wildfire of the summer popping up near San Francisco. ABC's Mo Lange is there and says things are getting better.
Evacuation orders on homeowners have been lifted as conditions have started to improve. Although we are still seeing some gusts of wind here and there. The cause of the fire still being investigated.
The fire burned through 12,000 acres near the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Cheering in Mexico City as Claudia Sheinbaum becomes the first woman and first Jewish person ever elected president of Mexico. Dr. Anthony Fauci will be on Capitol Hill today. He'll be answering questions before a House committee on social distancing, masking, remote learning, and other issues stemming from the pandemic. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has announced that she is being treated for pancreatic cancer. The 74-year-old Democrat from the Houston area successfully treated breast cancer in 2012. This is ABC News. There may be some relief on the way for parts of Atlanta 4 days after a pair of big water main breaks. One was repaired over the weekend, and now a large pipe needs to be fixed before the other arrives. The break arrives in parts of Atlanta's downtown without water. The top dog at the box office is a cat.
In its second weekend at U.S. theaters, the Garfield movie comes in first.
Follow my lead.
Earning another $14 million domestically. At number two, Paramount's If, dropping 33% in its third week, earning another $10.8 million. Nearly tied with Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, coming in third. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The Fall Guy round out the top five. In a disappointing overall weekend that saw box office receipts down 67% from the same weekend last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Familiar territory for one of the greatest gymnasts ever. Simone Biles has won her ninth U.S. gymnastics all-around title. The Olympic trials coming up at the end of the month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Clouds are going to hang around for a while this morning, becoming partly cloudy through the afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, with a high tomorrow right around 83. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Green Bay man will be staying in prison longer for attempting to hire a hitman. 29-year-old Odie Weber was sentenced on Friday to 4 years in prison for trying to put a hit on his ex-girlfriend. Weber was already in jail when he tried to pay a fellow jail resident $25,000 to kill his ex. Major damage at a Northwoods Country Club. Police say two teens broke into the golf cart storage at Rhinelander Country Club early Thursday morning and took several of the carts on joyrides on the grounds. That includes doing jumps in the sand traps and leaving one of the carts overturned in a pond. In a partnership between the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Wisconsin Builders Association, and Wisconsin Realtors Association, has put together a blueprint to address Wisconsin's critical housing shortage. Its goal is to bring every tool to the table and use the ones that work best for each community in the state. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to be careful with outdoor burning this spring. Here's Catherine Cooley.
Fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring, so that is the normal. We are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Greenup is progressing nicely. You know, at this point in the game, it's kind of a day-by-day situation. We want folks to be aware of the current fire danger, so know what that fire danger is before you decide to light any fires. Debris burning is the number one cause of fires in Wisconsin, so obtain proper burning permits. Follow the rules on that burn permit. You know, a lot of folks get a burn permit, then don't read it, so make sure you follow the rules on that permit. And then obviously make sure those fires are completely out. A lot of times people will think the fire is out, pour a little water on it and walk away. So it's really important to make sure that folks put a lot of water, stir, drown, make sure those embers are good and cold. And this also, you know, includes campfires as well. So even though you have it in a campfire ring on dry, windy days, those embers and sparks can escape and quickly cause a fire.
This message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durant, and Abyss Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers Durant, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Everyone made it out safe of a fire at an apartment complex in Durant Saturday. Firefighters say they received the call about the fire at 8 p.m. in the 800 block of 3rd Avenue East Saturday evening. Crews from Durant, Plum City assisted in the fire. Investigators are not saying what caused that blaze. The city of Mondovi is reminding residents there will be a bulk item pickup on Thursday, June 13th. Each residence is allowed up to two items. They must be able to be lifted by hand and not exceed 75 pounds. Items must be placed by the curbside by 6 a.m. on June 13th. No computers or other electronics, and for more information, contact Mondovi City Hall. The task force set up to discuss rural health care issues in western Wisconsin is now pausing its efforts. The Eau Claire Chamber announced the pause. The task force was set up after HSHS closed its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, along with its Prevea clinics in western Wisconsin. In a statement, the Eau Claire Chamber said the task force worked with 14 healthcare providers interested in expanding here into western Wisconsin, supported the Rural Health Innovation Alliance, and also worked with HSHS to ensure that money contributed to HSHS from western Wisconsin would stay in the area. Wisconsin's new absentee ballot forms are due in a northern Wisconsin courtroom this week. A judge in Mariner County is hearing arguments against the new absentee ballot envelopes that double as both a ballot envelope and a request for an official absentee ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission approved the new envelopes earlier this year, but critics say those envelopes could end up forcing people to commit voter fraud. Attorney Kevin Scott says using the envelope would have voters falsely certifying that the envelope is the same thing as their official request for an absentee ballot, which they are not. The judge in Mariner County issued a temporary restraining order against the ballot envelopes about 2 weeks ago. The warden at the prison in Waupun is walking away. The Wisconsin State Journal obtained an email from Warren Randall Hepp to workers at the prison that said Hepp is resigning effective immediately. The prison in Waupun is dealing with a number of problems, including a months-long lockdown and now a federal investigation. There's no indication that Hepp himself is looking at any charges related to the investigation, but several other prison workers have already resigned or been fired because of the probe. Waupun has faced a lack of prison guards for years, and four inmates have died in the prison since June of last year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
Southern Wisconsin has had above average rainfall for the month of May, while western Wisconsin had average rainfall. The National Weather Service in Milwaukee says Madison received 5.5 inches. Milwaukee had 6.5. Eau Claire, about 3.75 inches. More rain is expected in Wisconsin this week, and according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, most of Wisconsin is now drought-free. A Sparta man has been arrested for cattle rustling. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department said last week that about $20,000 worth of cattle were taken in the middle of the night in Jackson County. Authorities identified 20-year-old Jennings Christensen of Sparta as the suspect. The Sheriff's Department says the cattle have been recovered. Christensen has been taken to the Jackson County Jail. A woman in Polk County was convicted for murder that happened almost 40 years ago. Mary Jo Bailey has been found guilty of shooting Yvonne Menke while she was leaving her apartment in 1985. The case went cold until it was reopened in 2021. The county district attorney says he believes Bailey had a motive and owned the same gun that killed Menke. The 81-year-old Bailey is now facing life in prison. Governor Tony Evers has announced three new appointees to the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents after one regent refused to step down. Last week, GOP-appointed Regent Robert Atwell said he would stay on the board past his term until a successor was appointed and confirmed. The Daily Cardinal said on Friday Evers appointed three new regents to fill the vacancies created by the expiration of three GOP-appointed regents whose terms ended May 1st, including Atwell's. Authorities say a Minneapolis police officer who was shot and killed Thursday was ambushed by the suspect. According to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, Officer Jamel Mitchell had stopped to help someone he thought had been shot when the victim opened fire on him. During a news conference, Drew Evans with the BCA says Mitchell was killed while running towards danger. The shooter was then killed by another officer who suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. It's Bike Week in Wisconsin. This year's theme for Wisconsin Bike Week is Bikes Mean Business, and the Wisconsin Bike Fed, who organizes the event, is encouraging state residents to support local bike shops this week and other businesses that provide bike accessibility, amenities, and discounts. While Wisconsin Bike Week has been recognized by proclamation by Governor Evers and is now supported by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. A schedule of Bike Week events can be found on the Wisconsin Bike Fed's online event calendar. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Wisconsin driver's license is being called the world's best ID card. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced Friday that the state's Real ID Over 21 driver's license has received the Elan Award of Excellence from the International Card Manufacturers Association. WISDOT said Wisconsin was the first state to use a unique security element found on the ID card, which also has distinctive artistic features. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse. The Minnesota Twins defeated the Houston Astros 4-3 to take the rubber match in Houston. Trevor Larnach and Jose Miranda each went deep with a solo shot. Minnesota's now 33-26. Steven Okert earned his second win of the year in relief. Johan Duran secured his 10th save. The Twins will visit the Yankees starting tomorrow. The Vikings open up a three-day mini camp tomorrow at their training facility in Eagan. The camp will run through Thursday. The Vikings will then have their final week of organized team activities next week. Caleb McBride dropped in 25 points to lead the Lynx to an 87-76 win over the Dallas Wings at the Target Center. Nafsiya Khalir added 24 points and 14 rebounds for the Lynx, who have won two in a row. They're now 6-2 in the season. The Lynx begin a two-game West Coast road trip Wednesday in Los Angeles. The Packers have made an offseason move official. The team released Devondre Campbell as part of a post-June 1st designation, which will save Green Bay more than $10.5 million in cap space this season. Campbell had 3 years left on his deal and was slated to earn more than $14 million this year. Meanwhile, the Packers are back on the practice field. The team will wrap up voluntary organized team activities with a final three-day session today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Green Bay will finish with 9 OTA practices this offseason before mandatory minicamp kicks off next Tuesday, and no holdouts are expected.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The Brewers finished off a three-game sweep of the White Sox with a 6-3 win in Milwaukee yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jackson Churio clubbed a three-run homer. Gary Sanchez drove in a pair in the Brewers' fifth straight win. Manager Pat Murphy on Sanchez.
He's a really good Major League Baseball player. You know what I mean? Like, he plays an important position, and he's a real hitter. You know, like, he understands who he is, and he's going to get hits like that. He doesn't panic with two strikes. He doesn't, you know, he just gets it. And you can see his experience, and guys can learn from him. You know, like, he's a guy that has provided a lot for us this year. And his number of plate appearances and what he's done has been pretty impressive.
White Sox dropped their 11th in a row. The Brewers open a series in Philadelphia tonight. St. Louis down the Phillies 5-4 in 10 innings. The Reds over the Cubs 5-2, and Toronto beat the Pirates 5-4. UW-Whitewater kept their season alive with an 11-10 win over Birmingham Southern College in the Division III College World Series. Sam Payton clubbed a walk-off home run for the Warhawks, who came from five runs down in the last three innings to win. Whitewater needs to win two today in the Pool B Championship to advance to the World Series Championship. Midwest League, Beloit down Dayton 7-2, Fort Wayne over Wisconsin 5-4. American Association, it was Fargo-Moorhead over Milwaukee 6-3. Kane County beat Lake Country 8-7. Milwaukee Admirals in an 0-2 hole in the AHL's Western Conference Finals after falling to Coachella Valley 3-1 on Friday night. They're back home for games 3, 4, and hopefully game 5 in Milwaukee starting on Tuesday. Stanley Cup Finals been set. Edmonton took down Dallas 2-1 last night to win the Western Conference Finals 4-2. Oilers square off against the Florida Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Saturday. NBA Finals also start this week. The Boston Celtics playing host to the Dallas Mavericks in Game 1 on Thursday at TD Garden. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Forecast for today, we'll have showers and thunderstorms at times throughout the day today. And highs in the low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the evening. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A 90% chance of storms in the afternoon. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Currently across the region, we do have areas of showers and storms. Mondovi, Pepin, Wabasha, Lake City, and Nelson, 65. Plum City and Nogales, 63. Here at WRDN, Cloud 64 with Tracy Bird. And 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo at 7:23.
In the band just started, the singer couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Was on a mission to drown her memory, but I thought no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the beat. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good. Some strange out and started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Five.
I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, and she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe you do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face, seen the long shot win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door, picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow.
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm the only one.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Post Malone and Morgan Whalen, and I had some help. Good morning. 7:32, I'm Brian Winnikins, and happy June. Wow. Where has the year gone? Huh? It's June Dairy Month. Oh, best time. I love June Dairy Month for a whole host of reasons. Of course, all the dairy breakfasts, and we have the Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast this Saturday. I like going to those. The other part is that we have the most daylight during this during June and even for July, where when I'm coming in the morning, it's actually light out, and it stays light out until about 9:30. Really, you know, officially sunsets 9 o'clock, but I just love this time of year. Don't like the mosquitoes, but do love this time of year. Coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Cindy from the Fresh Art Tour, the Fresh Art Spring Tour, coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Pepin, Buffalo, and Pierce counties. So we're going to talk with Cindy a little bit about that. And then at 9:10, we kick off our features of Wisconsin dairy farmers here in western Wisconsin with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And we'll be featuring the host families all this week, or the host family for this week's Pepin County Dairy Breakfast, the Kohler family. So all this week we'll be featuring them. We'll be talking with them, finding out a little bit about the farm and some of the things they do on the farm as well, to take care of the cows, the land, the water, and that sort of thing. So we'll be doing that all this week during the 9 o'clock hour at about 9:10. We'll have our first segment of that here coming up this morning. We'll be chatting with Randy Kohler from Kohler Farms. Again, they're the host of this Saturday's Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfasts as we kick off June Dairy Month. Meanwhile,
wind and rain, don't it ever stop.
No kidding. I mean, I realize, okay, we need the rain, you know, for the crops and all that stuff, but it's like, okay, you know, it's just been raining, it seems like, on and off and on and off, and some heavy rains as well here, at least this morning, earlier this morning here in downtown, it was really coming down. Cookie and Daphne don't like it when it's raining out, then they don't, because their paws get wet when they have to go outside. Well, they're just little princesses, but it looks like we're going to have some more wind and rain. And we'll have details with that forecast here coming up.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin, producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
The 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with Big D's Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show in Broadfeet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park in Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult
difficult time.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Forecast for today, becoming partly sunny late this afternoon, but we'll still have some showers and thunderstorms possible before that. And highs low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm. Lows mid-60s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Clouds across the region this morning. Still some areas of rain as well. Mondovi, Pepin, Wabasha, Lake City, and Nelson all at 65. Plum City and Nogales 63 here at WRDN. We do have cloud 64 with Blake Shelton and a guy with a girl. It's 7:38.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I stand right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. No. It's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. Like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see.
Was made right here with pride and honor and dear.
whatever you make. Can't hang it on the wall for the world to see, but you got yourself a working man's PhD. Now there ain't no shame in a job well done. I'm driving a nail, I'm driving a truck. As a matter of fact, I'd like to set things straight. A few more people should be pulling their way. If you want a cram course in reality, you get yourself a working man.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold, and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole wind. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the guards. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. And the gods.
I pray to God for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. I tried every last one of them. Oh,
tried every last one of them. On heartbreak bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. Taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. Cause I'm still here.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Nate Smith, Bulletproof 749. I'm Brian Winnikins. Reminder, Pepin County Council of Senior Citizens Quilt Raffle Fundraiser. They're doing the drawing today. And you need not be present to win. The drawing will be at 2 o'clock today over at the Riverview Community and Senior Center. Now, if you still want to get in on it and get a ticket, you can do that. Call the Riverview Community and Senior Center at 672-4101. That's 672-4101. The drawing is later today at 2 o'clock. North and South Korea keep sending balloons at each other. Well, I guess it's better than bullets, right? North Korea sent more trash-filled balloons to South Korea on Saturday. South Korean officials reported about 90 balloons containing used cigarettes, trash, and plastic bags sent into the country. Now, last week, North Korea had sent 260 balloons filled with trash and other stuff over the border. Now, why were they doing that? Well, apparently, South Korean activists had launched their own balloons, but they made them go north instead of south into North Korea. And inside, and those balloons were carrying anti-North Korean leaflets. So it's, I guess, what, the battle of the balloons in Korea at the moment.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Celebrate June Dairy Month by stopping at O'Galley Cheese for their Dairy Month special. For the whole month of June, get $1 off per pound of these delicious, flavorful cheeses. Banana Pepper Monterey Jack, Cappuccino Monterey Jack, Garlic Pesto Monterey Jack, Sweet Fire Mango Monterey Jack, Morel and Leek Monterey Jack, Bruschetta Monterey Jack, and Mediterranean Cheddar. These cheeses will make your taste buds dance. Special is good in-store and online at O'Galley Cheese.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Whether it's your phone, computer, or television, too much screen time can have a serious impact on your eyes, causing eye strain, nearsightedness, fatigue, and even headaches. Now, protecting your eyes is easier than ever with new Nordix Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, new Nordix Blueberry Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision as well as relieve and minimize eye fatigue and damage caused by digital devices. Search Blueberry Eye Supplements on Amazon or newnordicusa.com. If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
Good, what could I even